Hi, folks, and welcome back to Pills of Life, episode 4. Something really weird is going on in my life right now. So, as you probably might get from the title, Rock Bottom, for the few of you that might have listened to the third episode, I told you that I recently quit my job after just a week of work. And that was because I had a really strange gut feeling when I walked in that office, and I just listened to it. Sometimes it's good. It was scary as shit, because it just comes from inside. You don't know what to do. You don't know if you want to listen to it. You start panicking, and your heart start beating real fast, and you don't know what's gonna happen next. But I took the hint, so I'm home today. It's a very beautiful day here in Houston, Texas. Actually, sunny. I think it's about 70 degrees, more or less. It's really nice. Really nice weather. My windows are wide open. I want to get as much sunlight as possible in this shitty apartment. And it's nice. I kind of feel alive. Right, let's go with the jingle. Here we go, welcome back. You can probably hear it from my voice. I'm still in shock a little bit, but I had this past 2 or 3 days to just think about what happened, think about my life, think about a few other different things, and honestly, it's the first time ever that I ever felt this way. It's hard, but I'm starting to get used to it. I just went for a long walk to clear my mind. It's good. It's good to finally know that you've hit rock bottom. It's good to finally know that you are in a state of mind that you have never experienced before. Feels good. So, I honestly thought that this was my last try here in the States. I honestly thought this is it. This is it. I have no other perspective. I really do not want to find another job here, just because I don't feel comfortable here, here in Texas. So I have lived for the past 3 years only in Texas. I have visited a few other cities, but lived only here. And the ugly thing, I know that I bitch a lot about Texas, but I'm actually bitching about, like, me not being able to fit in this society. I've met some really great people, but I still, after 3 years, feel like an outsider. I didn't fully embrace the culture here, and I think no one will really embrace the culture of the country they go in, but to a certain point where I could feel like I am comfortable. And if you sit back and realize that you don't really want to be here, if you think of yourself living other 5 years in a place, and the first feeling you get out of it is a really bad feeling, a really bad sensation, then it's something that's not good anymore for you. So I had to thank... Yesterday I went out for dinner with a friend, and really have to thank her, because she gave me really good advice. Of course, she said, this might not be the place for you. And I do agree. I do agree, because I had this feeling last year. I just didn't see myself another year in this place. Especially now that I know that in 2 months is going to be crazy hot, and I am not much of a sunny heat person. You know, I don't really function well. So she told me because I said I might move back to Italy. I don't see any other solution. I miss my family and everything. She said, I think you should take a step at a time, because if you move internationally, and by the way, I think she's 100% right on this. If you pick up, sell all your shit and move back to Italy where your family is and your friends are, it's 99% you're not coming back. 99%, that's it for you. Because who would want to close everything here, give up the apartments or the room you're staying in, all your shit, your TV, your couch, your bed, your everything, close your bank accounts and stuff, sell your car, go there, and stay there, and then decide, oh no, this was a bad decision, I want to come back. It's high likely, it's not going to happen. This is what I think. So, and also there was another aspect that no one really considered, like you can't play with people's feelings like that. You can tell to your parents or your mother or your sister or whatever, you know, your friends, you can be like, hey, I'm coming back. So they would, I mean, they would be incredibly happy to have you back, and they would set their mind to the idea that you are going to stay there. What if you don't feel right? What if you want to come back? You can't just pick up and leave again and hurt their feelings again. That's just a shitty move, you know? And so she told me which one is a place in the States that you've always wanted to visit, which one is a place that you think might be a good fit for you, because the States are so wide and so different. And I think, you know, some people are more money driven. Everybody is money driven, but like some people to a certain extent, and some people just dedicate their own life and they want to be in a place where there's like tons of opportunities and business is your life. Like, for example, New York City. I am not like that. I am more of a sensitive, I am more of a nature loving, chill town kind of person. And so I took the hint, and I have to also thank my girlfriend, because she's been great. Like, she supported me in this. She was always here when I needed her, and a big thank you. If you ever listen to this, a huge thank you. I booked my flights. I'm going to go next week. I'm going to go to Oregon and Washington State. I'm going to go there. It's an idea that I've always had. It's an idea that... not always, but like since last year, I had in mind. Just because it's so different, I think it's so different. I've never been there yet. So this, for me, this idea, it's actually like, I guess if you want, is just like smoking a cigarette when you're stressed, if you know what I mean. So the idea that I'm finally picking up, going, I'm going to see if, to see what life is there. I'm staying probably like a week, a little bit more in each, in Seattle and in Portland, Oregon. And I have friends there. I'm going to go check it out, see what are the possibilities there. How's life? How's the weather? How's, you know, a few things. And just this idea, it's keeping me alive. You know, it's giving me a little bit more hope, which is, I think, something that you need. It's scary. It is. It's scary not because of the moving part. It's scary because it took me so long to kind of create a little thing for myself here. So like finding an apartment, finding a little place that I would have been comfortable in. Find a few friends. That's probably the most difficult part, and it's kind of scary because it's if I decide that I like it and I'm gonna go, I have nothing to lose now. I don't have a job. I really don't care. I don't have anything besides my girlfriend, but she's not probably gonna be here anyway. I don't really have nothing that ties me here, So before I make the choice of going back home, I'm giving this a try. I'm giving the United States another try. I'm giving myself another try. And it's gonna be hard, but if you think about it, I had the guts to move from Italy to another, to across the ocean, another continent, another life, another world, if you want to. If you ever visited Europe for the first time and you're from here, you probably thought, oh my God, this is so different. You probably thought this is so cool. But I don't think many of you ever considered the idea of like, okay, let me just move to Belgium, for example, alone, by yourself. You got to find a job. You got to pick up a car, get a driver's license, find friends, find a place to live, open bank accounts, figure out what the heck is going on with health insurance and taxes and, you know, stuff like that. And if you think about it, if you really sit back and think about it, it's overwhelming. It really is. It's extremely hard. Not really when you do it, when you go through it, but the thought that you set yourself to do something like this and now you have to stick with it, at times it's unbearable. I've lived single-handed the worst few months of my life when I decided to do this. Because people don't understand it. People are scared. People don't think you can do it. People are already questioning your decisions. People are going to tell you you are doing something absolutely wrong. You are doing something you don't know what you're putting yourself into. Or people will be like, this is so cool. You're going to go to the States. You're going to live your life. So what I'm trying to say is, if I had the guts to do this, moving within the United States, it's probably not going to be a huge deal. It's still scary, but I'm going to take it, you know, one bite at a time, just like if I was eating a sandwich. So that's what's going on in my life right now. For the first time, I'm actually doing the podcast alone. You know, I have to tell you, folks, this podcast, it's helping me. Because you get your thought out. It's like having a friend that just, it's an awesome listener. And then you get to listen to you. So hopefully, when I'll hear this, I'll think, oh my God, I was really miserable, but it was a necessary step for me to find happiness. Or not, I don't know. I'm going to upload this. I want to keep it. It's like a diary for me. It's like a diary. That's what's going on in my life right now. I'm trying to sell a few of the stuff that I have here. A couple of PlayStation, stuff like that I don't really care. You know what I found really profound and true? The less shit you have, the more freedom you feel. The more free you are, you know? Because, like, now I thought, what am I going to do? You know, I don't have an income. But then I thought, I really just have to pay for rent and have a little bit something to eat, you know? I don't have a fancy car, I don't have, cable, I don't have all that crap that in this society makes you feel like you're having a great life. Because if you talk to anybody, all they want is just like useless shit that doesn't really matter, like a fancy car, a huge house, then they have to work all their lives to pay for, so you're always constantly rolling like a hamster in a wheel, you know, just to pay for your shit, but you're crushed, your spirit is crushed under that, because you know that if you stop, all that things you thing that's gonna make you happy, it's gone. You're a failure. And that's something I don't want to be like that. I would much rather live with a part-time job and spending my time just outside in a garden or something than have a shit ton of crap that I don't really need, like a jet ski or a boat. Or I've met people with all sorts of shit, you know? And I'm sure they enjoy them, like, once a year, twice a year, because they're always working their ass off just to pay for it, just to maintain it, you know? And, when I realized I don't really have much to care for here, I can take 2 or 3 days off. I could just listen to myself for once. And I've been working a little bit. Let me tell you something about my past. So I've been working since I was 18. Nonstop. Like, not a single day I've been unemployed since I was 18. So that means that I've been working for 7 years. Yes, I've done my holidays. I've done my little trips in between. You know, I've seen places. I've been around Europe. I've enjoyed life. But I guess I reached the point where I'm like, I just need a little bit of time for myself. It's kind of like when people get out of grad school or bachelor programs after 4 years of intense studying or stuff like that. They just want to have a 2-3 months for themselves, you know, just go travel, just go experience, because it's something that you're never going to do in your life again. If you don't take advantage of the chances that life gives you, you're not going to be able to do it probably in the future. Especially if you consider that the only real asset that you have is time. The only thing that really matters in your life, it's your time. It's your life, something that you will never get back. And I'm not saying pick up, leave, go, do whatever, because I know that, like, many people can't. But sometimes it's just nice to listen to your heart. And if you're working a shitty job, if you're living a life you don't want to live, you can, I think, just listen to your heart and take a step towards something that will make you happy. And that means just a slight little change in your job, just a picking up a hobby that you've never done for some reason. I think it gives you a better perspective. It makes you calmer. It makes your life a little better. That's what I'm doing now. So that's what's going on in my life. Don't know what's gonna happen. Don't know what life's gonna bring. But right now, I'm 25. I think it's my time to try stuff. Many people say I've done a lot, because a lot of people, when they're 25, they just got out of college or whatever, and they just have no freaking idea what to do with their life. Some people just take off and take a year off and go do drugs overseas or something. I want to listen to my heart. I felt this past 2 years, I felt really weird. I felt like I was living just waiting to go back home for those 2 weeks, because life was there for me. And it's no living. It's just a terrible sensation. You'll never feel okay. When it comes to the weekend, yeah, you might meet 2 or 3 people and then have the same conversation all over again. Like, you know, where are you from? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. Never see him again. So it's a life like I didn't want to live. It's partially my fault. I'm not saying, no, I'm a really hard person to please. I'm a really negative person. I admit it. I said it. I'm a really negative person. So I need the people around me to have a really positive attitude, because I feed off of that. If you are positive around me, I feed off your positivity, and I can do something good with it. You know, it can cheer up my spirit. But if I don't have anybody around, or if I have people that are like me, or like other foreigners that are just ranting about the United States and stuff, I feed off of that negativity. And I recognize that about myself. This past 2 days, I actually thought I might just go and get my job back. But then that wouldn't have been the best idea. Like, if you can make it a week, you already know, inside of you, you already know that it's not going to work. If your guts, if your heart, if your mind just told you, no, this is not for you. This is not what you want to do. This makes you feel horrible, you know. And money cannot pay you back of your health, of your happiness, of your positivity, you know. It's a weird feeling. I'm sure every one of you probably felt like this in their lives. But for some people, it's hard to admit, because some people just need, because of like family situation or life situation or whatever, what have you, they just need stability. They just need a path that they can walk on. And they need that to live, to keep going. They're scared of just jumping 2 feet aside that line. And so, like, they see themselves, they force themselves to do what they don't want to do. They force themselves to be miserable. They force themselves to do drugs. They force themselves to kind of go an extra mile just to reach that happiness that they don't have. And it's not, I mean, do you really want to spend your life like that? Do you really want to look back when you're 40 and be like, I haven't been happy. I didn't do the things that I really wanted to do because I was scared. I didn't really do the things that I could have done because, I don't know, because I didn't know what life would have brought to me if I did that. Hopefully it's not going to be like that for me. And I'm not saying that I'm sure it's going to go well. Maybe I'll go to Oregon or Seattle, or and I'll move there and I can't find a job there, and in 6 months I end up in Italy anyway. But I can definitely look back. I would look back and I would say, you know what? I gave it my all. I tried. I didn't surrender. I didn't settle for a life I didn't want for myself. It's my fault. It's not. I don't know. I just know that I tried, and I did everything I could to make a better life for myself. And that's all I want to know. And it takes courage. It takes guts. It takes getting out of your comfort zone. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. Like, people are very quick to tell you, oh my God, it's awesome, you should not, stuff like that. But when it comes to do it, a lot of them would back away from it. A lot of them would back away. I've met very few people, and this is not because you're young, you're in your 20s, or this is something you could do at any time. Unless you have a family or kids or something else that's involved. But a personal advice, if you ever feel like that, if you ever feel like I'm feeling now, don't settle. Don't mess up with your state of mind. Don't mess around with your health. Don't mess around with your time. Listen to your heart. Do what you think it's best. If you're gonna fall, at least you tried. But it's better than looking back and having regret, than saying, I could have and I didn't. So, yeah. I don't really know if anybody would listen to this, but if you guys are listening, I really thank you, and I hope you can understand what I'm going through. I hope you're not in the situation that I am. I really don't. But if you are, I hope that you are not feeling alone. You're not alone. These are things that everybody experiences. These are things that happen, you know, they just happen. It's life, and it's beautiful. I have never felt more alive in these 3 days that I had in the past 3 years, single-handedly. Best 3 days of my life. I just did nothing. I went for a walk, cleared my mind, I cooked some food, I played my guitar. I just lived for a little bit, you know? Of course, you can't keep doing this forever, but it's just a nice sensation to have sometimes. You don't need to do drugs. You don't need to drink on the weekend to feel like you're living. Listen to yourself, you know? And I'll definitely keep you posted. I'll probably do a podcast episode when I'm in Portland. Trying actually to find a host. I will be couch surfing. If you don't know what it is, look it up. It's a service that let you pretty much travel staying with locals in that area. It's awesome. It's a really good service. I met some awesome friends. I met my girlfriend through that website. I'm not saying it's a dating website. We went to a Brazilian festival and we met there with other people. So I'll hopefully find a host. I'll fly there Tuesday morning. And I'll stay there for about a week. And then I'll take a train or something. I'll figure something out. I'll get to Seattle somehow. And yeah, I'll see if I can find another host in Seattle, and then I'll go back to Portland and fly back. And I will keep you posted. I have an episode of the podcast coming out from there, from each city. And I'm probably going to talk about, you know, my experience there, my feelings there. We'll see. To all of you that have listened to this episode of the podcast, a huge thank you again. Be positive in life. Be positive. Don't be like me. Do not be like me. Be positive. Listen to your heart. Listen to yourself. Life is beautiful. Don't settle. All right. Bye now.